Now, boys, so we're continuing to learn about putting on two talisim. It's going to get very relevant shortly about putting two talisim. And the truth is, we all do it. We put the talis cotton on and then the talis gadol. So we'll be speaking about these halachas shortly, mitzvah Hashem. It's going to be leading into later Seifun we'll be talking about if what happens if... I don't know if we're going to reach that tonight, but we'll be addressing as well what happens if the talus falls off. Ever happened to you? Talus falling off? Yeah? Okay, so we'll be doing what happens then. You have to make a new bracha. We'll be getting that, but we have to build building work before that. Okay, so I would like to start again from Seif Yud Beis, and we're going to proceed from there. Okay, Seif Yud Beis. We started that, but let's go a bit thoroughly. Im yesh loy kama b'godim shel arba kanfas. If a person has got numerous clothes which has four corners. Kulam chayav mitzitzis. Point number one, we have to remember and know and be clear that every garment which has four corners is chayav mitzitzis. Okay, next. Im lavsham kulam beloy hefsek. If you put them all on without hefsek, you put them on one without interruption to the next one. Vayadaitoy mitchilo al kulam. And the intention was to put them all on. Then, lo yavorich elo bracha achas. Ve'imafsik b'neim, if you make a hefsek, if you interrupt, in one way or another, you interrupt. And then the halach is, tzorich levorich, hakol achas ve'achas, on each and every one of them. Hefsek, you make a bracha on each of them. No hefsek, one bracha is sufficient. V'rad in similarly, im lo yoyo b'daitoy, if his intention was not, metchilo initially, hakulam on all of them, have a kemafsik b'neim, it's considered a hefsek. We're going to leave the Ramah for in a minute, Mitzvah Hashem. But the point is, first of all, every beggar is chayav betzitzis. And then point number one about brocha. So he says, two conditions apply. If both conditions apply, you make one brocha. Condition number one, no hefsek. If there's an interruption in the middle, you've broken it, you need to make a new brocha. Point number two, kavona, das. Your intention needs to be they're putting them all on in one go. If your intention is just to put on one and then suddenly you say, you know what, actually I want to put on the other one as well, then you'll have to make a second bracha on the second one. Now, two of these conditions apply. Kavona and hefsek. We'll have to keep that in mind. This is the key and essential point to the next couple of seifim. So again, no hefsek and kavona. If you've got if there was no hefsek and there was kavona, then you make one bracha on all tzitzis that you're going to put on. Now, the first question which you need to understand is the following. Is it better, say you're going to put on a couple of tzitzis, a talis cotton and a talis gadol, or a few talis cotton? Is it better, what is better? Is it better to make an individual brach on each of them? Each, you bless the Ribbono Shel Olam, you bench the Ribbono Shel Olam on each talis cotton, talis gadol you put on, make an individual brach on each. Or is it better to make one bracha, lechatchila, and you cover like this all the talisim that you put on? Yeah.
I think that probably it would be lechatchila one bracha. One bracha. After all, Hazal have decided that lechatchila we make one bracha for the talis katan and the talis gadol.
Very good. Absolutely correct. The underlying principle is that we need to understand, and know you're quite right, that we always try, we're going to see that right through the next few seifim, we always try to ensure just to have said one bracha. And in fact, so much so, that if you make two brachas, we try to avoid that. Because of the concept that we know, the concept of a bracha she'ein otzricha, that it's not a bracha levatola. A bracha levatola is a bracha in vain altogether. If you're saying the wrong bracha, something which is totally wrong, and unnecessary, that's a bracha levatola. We are now talking about the bracha she'ein otzricha. That means that bracha she'ein otzricha is a bracha that is chal on something. The bracha did work, as it were. The bracha worked. You didn't say a completely false bracha, but it's not tzricha. It's not necessary. It's not needed. Now we try to avoid bracha she'ein otzricha. There's an issa of bracha she'ein otzricha. In fact, bracha she'ein otzricha is part of the family of a bracha levatola. It's really a part. If not so severe, it's not so bad, but it's part of it's really part of the larger family. It's second cousin twice removed, if you want, of a bracha levatola. Rav Wozner has a very nice tshuva mamash here, which actually mentions over here on the side, and he speaks over there about Shem Shemayim levatola to mention the Ribbono Shel Olam's name levatola. And he says actually a few levels, and it's just interesting. It's an interesting point to just briefly think about it for a minute. When is mentioning Hashem's name in vain? When is it an Issa D'Oraisa, and when is it an Issa D'Rabbanan? What do you think, Rabbi Isai? So I think the starting point is, if a person just says Hashem's name for no reason at all, that is loisisa, that is an absolute Issa D'Oraisa. If you just say Hashem's name in vain, that everybody agrees, that is an Issa D'Oraisa. Hashem's name in vain. That's the most severe level. The second level is that if you say a brocha levatola, this is a lower level. A brocha levatola is an Issa D'Rabbanan. It's not an Issa D'Oraisa. A brocha levatola, a totally unnecessary brocha, that is only a lower level. That is an Issa D'Rabbanan, non-Issa D'Oraisa. The level besides that, underneath that, which is a bit less severe, is a brocha she'eino tzricha, as we mentioned. Brocha she'eino tzricha is a brocha that was chal on something, but it's not a brocha levatola, but it's still not necessary. That's a brocha she'eino tzricha, and that is still an Issa D'Rabbanan. Nobody holds it, it's an Issa D'Oraisa, but it's still, to some extent, Issa D'Rabbanan. Right. Okay. Now, having said that, we realize that we're trying to make sure, when we put numerous talisim on, or talis cotton, talis godl, etc., a few talisim on, we're trying to ensure to have one brocha, and not a few brochas. Therefore, again, the two conditions are, no hefsek, and kavana, intention, and by having said, by having covered those two points, you're going to make one brocha and not two. Now, very good. This is absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. What do we do nowadays about the way we do it? We put on a talis cotton when we get up, and we're only going to make a brocha much later when we're about a talis cotton. This is very good, and we'll speak about that in Mitzvah Shem thoroughly. We'll get to that in Mitzvah Shem. I just want to point out, So the based on all this comes like the Ramah now, and I'm just going to mention now already, we don't pass like the Ramah. The Mishnah said we don't pass like the Ramah, but just to have understood the Ramah as well, the Ramah says, just before Sivyut Gimel, he says, Ago, Fechenim Pasha Darishin, Koidim Shalav Ashashemi, similarly, when he took off, you took off the talis cotton, or talis gold, whatever it is, in Pasha, as you took it off, Koidim Shalav Ashashemi, before you put the second one on, Tzerechlach Zeru Levorech. The Ramah holds that whenever you take off a talis, that itself is a bit like a hefsek, because you've taken it off, and therefore, by putting on a new talis on, you will always need to make a new bracha. So again, everybody holds hefsek and kavana is necessary. The Ramah says, you know what? Never mind hefsek and kavana. If you're taking off the talis and you're putting on a second one on instead of that, then you'll have to make a new bracha anyway. Yeah, that's what the Ramah holds. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Lamed Aleph, Kvein Posh, Hachoinim Cholkim Al Zed, Hachoinim Acholik on that, they don't hold that, Vesvirun they hold, that Pshita Lo Yav Hefsek Lekule Alma, that just to take it off, that's not considered a Hefsek at all. Ve'einoy Doyim Elei Mashikosam Mechabes If Yudalet, that's not similar to what we're going to see in Sif Yudalet, that Pshita Av Hefsek, because there we're going to see that to take it off is a Hefsek. To Hosam there, Lo Yav Daitoy, Bishas Abroch, Shiv Shetene Ve'achsav Ilbash. He said, over here, if your intention is that you're going to put it on and take it off, and then you're going to put the second one on, that's not considered a hefsek, because again, you have kavana. If there's kavana and there's no hefsek, says the Mishnah Berurah, and that's what we're discussing now, there's no need to make a new brocha. Kavana, no hefsek, you don't need to make a new brocha. The fact that you took it off doesn't matter. Yeah, he said, over there, Tzif Yudalad is different. There's no intention, therefore you need to make a new bocha. Aval hocha, but here, the intention was, b'shas bocha, when you made the bocha, there was intentional, levishas abigad asheni, to put on the second cloth. Okay, so far, so good. Tzif Yud Gimel. Very much based on what we said now, continues, and we can see the flow in Tzif Yud Gimel. Haloivish talis cotton, umevoicholov. As somebody who puts on a talis cotton and he makes a bracha on it. Okay, we are clear. He puts on a talis cotton and he makes a bracha. Kshehoylech lebeis ha-kneses, and now he goes to shul. Misateif be talis gadol, and in shul, of course, going to put on a talis gadol. then the halach is tzorech levorich olav. You need to make a bracha on the talis gadol, although you made a bracha on talis katan. Why is that? Why do you need to make a bracha on talis gadol? Why is that? Hefsek, absolutely. The halicha mi beisoy, the fact that you walked from your house lebeis akneses to shul, chashiv hefsek is considered hefsek. So although your intention was undoubtedly you're going to put on a talis when you get to shul, but we need both conditions, as we explained earlier. You need condition of no hefsek, as well as the condition of intention. Now, there was a hefsek. You walked to shul, there's a hefsek. Chashiv hefsek. However, what will happen if you daven at home? What if you daven at home?
There won't be much hefsek.
No hefsek. Indeed, says the Shulchan Aruch, v'em ispal besoich beis, absolutely. If you daven in your house, if your intention was initially gam al talis gadol, your intention was, I'm putting on my talis cotton, in 3 minutes I'm going to daven, I'm going to put my talis gadol on, then v'lo hefsek min time, you didn't make a hefsek, you didn't interrupt. Besicha, by talking about dvarim acherim, or with other matters, you won't need to make a new bracha. Very smooth. Once you understand the underlying concept, Sifri Dalet goes very smooth. We understand both conditions need to apply. If you go to shul, you may have an intention, but there's a hefsek. If you have a hefsek, you need to make a new bracha. If you daven at home, and your intention is to put on the talis gadol, you're fine. You're fine. No hefsek, intention. You don't make a bracha on the talis gadol. There is an interesting point over here. What if I were to ask you, if you go to shul, we agree that it's a hefsek. Let's see if we can define this accurately. What is the hefsek by going to shul? What is the hefsek?
You're going out of the house?
Yeah. You're going to shul. Why is that considered an interruption? What's the point?
Different place.
Absolutely. Very, very good. So, can I ask you a question? Mamash, based on what you're saying, it's beautiful what you're saying. What would happen, say, for argument's sake, you go out, you go for a little walk with, say, your dog, and then you come back to your house. You walked, but you didn't change place.
But, haven't you still got the time element?
Time element.
Hefsek is meant to be within a certain space of time.
Good.
Like if you
good. Abayi said you all agree to that. What do you think, Abayi said? I'm raising a point of it at the post-game address. Mishnah Mura.
Time is relative and changing places is not. So time, you can argue, what's the hefsek? 1 minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes? It's very difficult.
Very difficult. Very good.
Place is very easy.
Very good.
Have you left? Have you not left?
Okay. So, the Hemus says, I'm going to leave the time issue is one of the, it's very interesting, the time issue that I'm mentioning, time issue is something which the poskim over here leave as a bit, it remains a bit open-ended. Because when we speak about hefsek time-wise, the poskim don't seem, it's very unclear over here, we don't have a clear time. We'll speak about that and see if you dial it a bit more. It's not so clear what the time element is of a hefsek. Is it an hour, 2 hours, half an hour? What is exactly the time hefsek that we're talking about? But surely, with leaving the time element out, why is this going to shul? Why is that considered a hefsek? So, because I'll tell you why I'm asking this. Because we need to be very accurate about that. Because the Shulchan Aruch's loshon is, the halicha mi beis leveis haknesses chashiv hefsek. You walked, that's considered a hefsek. Say the achronim that the halacha is right, but the concept isn't. The halacha is right, but the concept isn't. Mishnah Berurah says, there is no hefsek by walking. Walking, you can walk now, it's not considered a hefsek. Halachically, what the hefsek is the concept that we're all familiar with, shinui mokoim. The fact that, exactly what you said, the fact that I changed place, not the walking, the fact that I walk, that's not considered a hefsek at all. You can walk and come back, that's not necessarily considered hefsek. You all know, sometimes you walk and that's not considered hefsek. It's a shinui makom that is considered hefsek. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kot Lamed Gimel. The halicha. V'achoynim iskimu. The achoynim agree. The etzem halicha, the fact that we are walking, lo yichashiv hefsek. That's not considered hefsek at all. It's not an interruption. The fact that you walked, if you walked, it's not considered hefsek. The Alphal P came, nevertheless, cost for their right. The Tzorich Levoich on a Talis Gottel. You will still need to make a bracha when you reach Shul on the Talis Gottel. Why? Mishum Shinoi Mokoim. Because you changed place. Exactly what you said. The fact that I changed place, I started off in my house, now I'm in Shul. That is the element that's considered a hefsek. That is why I need to make a bracha. Lefiza, lefize, according to nafkimen would be, who are dinning shiotsami beisoi, chosam yad leveisoi. If you went out and you came back to your house, velova shama talis godl, and you put there your talis godl on, kamgen tzorich levoi cholov. According to this, it depends on that. You will have to make a new broch as well. After you died, take a mala talis godl, b'shas broch. Because even if your intention was to make the intention was like that when you made the bracha. So we're seeing over here that it depends very much, not on the halicha, but it depends on the shinui mokim. Okay. Now, right. Okay, continue, see if you dalet. And that, yeah. According to us, yes, it's two different brachas. Correct. But lemaisa, but the avet, first of all, yes, correct. Second of all, but the avet, your yotze anyway. Yes, either way, yes. Yeah. Okay, see if you dalet. Im poshat talisoi. Okay, halacha, see if you dalet, is very relevant. Imagine somebody goes for a swim, and the poskim can here address that. You go for a swim, you take off. Or, we're going to address shilas, somebody goes and goes for a game of football. Football is one with a round ball, I think, no? Yeah. And you take a save without going to the shayla if you're allowed to go without tzitzis or not. Let's leave this out. But swimming is a good example. You're taking off your tzitzis. You're taking off your tzitzis. And you're going to put it on later again. I want to know, based on what we discussed now, two concepts that we learned now, what would be the halach? What should you do? You say a bracha again. Why is that? Hefsek. It's considered a hefsek. What is the hefsek? Going for swim is considered a hefsek. Good. Does anybody agree to that, Rabbi Yisai? Going for swim is considered a hefsek.
I think maybe I'm wrong. It would depend on the length of time one spends.
Depends on length of time. Very good.
And you have a swimming pool in your house.
What will it? Yes. Very good. Definitely. Yeah. Very good. What happens if it's in your house? That make a difference. Yeah.
Say a hotel.
Hotel.
And everything's
under the same roof. Okay, so what do you think will be the halacha? You take it off. Do you make a new bracha or not? Okay. See if you dalet. In pashat talisoy. If you took off your talis, afilo your daitoy. Even if your intention was lachsoy to put it back, well, it's atev v'miat and to cover yourself with it shortly again, shortly after. Even if your intention was to do so, tzorich levorech, you need to make a renewed bracha, kshiyach soyer beis atid boy. When you put it back on, you will need to make a new bracha. Says the Ramah. V'yesh oimrim, she'ein mevorechim, some say, you don't make a bracha. Imo yedaitoi, lachso beis atid boy. Says the Ramah, no. Hold on a second. If your intention is to put it back on, you won't need to make a new bracha. You won't need to make a new bracha. And Ramo says an additional opinion, V'yesh oimrim, dafke, che nisha olof talis cotton. This is, if you still have a talis cotton on, say, you took off the talis godoil for half an hour, you went to a kid, after you come back and you want to put it back on. Say, for instance, I'll tell you what this is relevant. This is very relevant on say, Rosh Hashanah, Simchas Torah, Yom Kippur, maybe, where you're going to have a Kiddush in the middle, you're taking off the talus, and you're going to put it back on later. Do you need to make a new bracha or not? Do you need to make a new bracha or not? So over here, the Ramah says, and we'll see Halacha L'maaseh how we paskin, but the Ramah says, it very much depends if you've got talus cotton or not. The Ramah says, Yesh imitav k'kshenish olav talus cotton. So that if you've got the talus cotton still on, you won't need to make a new bracha. There is still something, you won't need to make a new bracha. If you haven't got talis cotton on and you're putting it back on, you will need to make a new bracha. V'achinagin, the Ramah said, that's how we paskin. But this is not necessarily the consensus of the poskim. Again, the Shulchan Aruch holds that if you took your talis off, the halacha is that if your intention was to put it back on, even if your intention was to put it back on, you need to make a new bracha. The Rama says that if you won't need to, if your intention is to put it back on, kavana, you won't need to make a new bracha. Here, the poskim address a little bit, the poskim of the address, that it's not so clear what is it exactly the time limit. It's not clear. Because if there is no hefsek of shinui mokim, as you're mentioning, if it's in the same, if there's no hefsek of shinui mokim, and your intention was to put it back on, say somebody goes to a swimming pool on the same roof in a hotel, his intention was to put it back on, and there is no shinui mokim. Say, for argument's sake, he's there for half an hour. For half an hour. Is that considered a hefsek or not? Half an hour, is that considered a hefsek? So the poskim say, what do you think, Abosai? Half an hour is considered a hefsek? Pasha is no hefsek. So if it's no hefsek, then what? You can just put it back on without the bracha. Put it back on without the bracha, half an hour? So it's, what would be, and what about an hour? If you go for good swim, an hour? Anybody can go for an hour? If you've got enough kerch to go for an hour, Abosai? And you can go for an hour, you can do an hour? Then you'd make a bracha. What's the limit? What's the border? What's the gather? So it's very unclear. The poskim don't find a clear time limit. So although everybody agrees that if it's a short time, about a half an hour, the consensus of the poskim is a half an hour, so that's for sure, it's agreed that providing the two early conditions apply, you will not need to make a new bracha. But if it gets longer than that, an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, then the poskim say it's a bit more problematic. And it's problematic, and it remains a little bit open-ended what the halacha lemaisa is. The Mishneh Berurah comes with an eitzah in Bialocha. And the Bialocha says that what you should do lechatchila, and I don't know if everybody, I don't know, tell me what you think about this Bialocha. The Bialocha says that one should do, let me read the Bialocha. V'yesh oim she'ein mevorchin. I'm be Mishneh Berurah, b'ma shekosavnu. If you didn't put it on straight away, in other words, if it wasn't, it was more than this half an hour or something, you'd have to make a new bracha. The Bialocha says, in the name of the Atzachaim, the Malbim, in the name of the Kodilio, the Lefize. Somebody went for a swim. Tzorich bracha sheinis. He will need to make a new bracha. Ala talis cotton on the tzitzit that he's wearing. Take a hefsek gadol, because there's a great interruption. So that's what the Mishneh Berurah says. Ve'evi kem b'shem rabbonik shishoyt Yerushalayim at kanash. Ve'olam, and people ein nizor, noegin nizor b'zeh. People are generally not careful with that. Ve'evshen, it could be, she'tamam, the reason of the people are is, to'loy shaykh b'zeh hesek hadas. It's not considered a genuine interruption. He's definitely going to go back, live a little boyish, and to wear it as Bgodov. He's definitely going to put back his clothes. That's not considered a proper interruption. But he's not convinced. Mishneh Berurah paskens that ideally one shouldn't do that. One shouldn't do that. Bialocha says the best way to do it later on, it says that what you should is when you're putting on the talis and you know you're going to go for a swim later, he says you should limit lo bracha. He said, I'm only going to make my brochana work until my swim. When I finish my swim, I need a new brochana. You can limit your broch. That's what the Bialocha says over here. You should limit your broch. Kavanah should only go until the swim. When you put it on, you make a brocha. You should limit your broch all the way until the swim, not more than that. And then afterwards, when you put it back on after you swim, you should then make a new brocha. That's how the Bialocha paskens, lechatchila, one should ideally do. That's what the Bialocha paskens. So just to recap what we learned today. We discussed that there is the basic concept that we need to be, that the basic concept is that lechatchila one should only try to do one brocha for putting on numerous tzitzis on. Lechatchila, one brocha. Because otherwise the brocha she'ena tzricha. We learned the way to achieve this by having one brocha for two talesim is, first of all, kavana. When you make the bracha, have intention of putting on a few talesim, and second of all, no hefsek. We learned that If you're going to shul, then that's considered a hefsek, and therefore you'll need to make a new bracha when you get to shul. The lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is because of halicha, you walk to shul. That's why it's considered a hefsek. But we saw the Mishnah Berurah disagrees, and he says the fact that you walked, that's not considered a hefsek. The reason really is because it's a shinei makom. Shinei makom, that is really the underlying problem over here. You change place. Either way, it's considered a hefsek, and therefore you'll need to make a new bracha later on. And then we spoke about Seif Yudalet, that teaches us that if you take it off, then and your intention is to go back. We saw the opinion of the Ramah is that if your intention is to put it back on, you won't need to make a new bracha. The Ramah is choylik, and he said that as long as you've got talas cotton on, it's fine. And we saw that Lemais of the Bialocha says one can limit one's bracha, and that's the way one should do if one goes for a swim. We'll speak a little bit more about this last point in Mitzvah Shemin to Moshe.